It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Glad to see you. Do you know anybody who buttons just a few of the buttons on his sweater? I think I'll button just three. This one, and maybe this one clear down here. I've been to the neighborhood yumberlard. Do you ever mix up words? The neighborhood lumberyard. Mm-hmm. And I got some scraps of wood and a great big piece of wood because I wanted to do some hammering and nailing and just pounding. Now I have some nails and the wood. What do I need to pound the nails into the wood? All right. There's one right back here. A hammer. You know, they're all sizes of nails. Look at this big one. That's a big daddy nail. Ready to pound it in? Another nail. We'll put a whole family of nails in here. That's a great big sister. That might be a brother there. Another brother. Just make a whole family right on the board. Now I'll just do some hammering just for fun. You ever hammer just for fun? Sure. Who does most of the hammering in your house? Your dad? I know a lot of boys who'd like to be just exactly like their dads. I'd like to be just like my dad. He's handsome and he's keen. He knows just how to drive the car and buy the gasoline. And mommy likes the things he does, the way he looks. And gee, I'd like to be just like my dad and have someone like me. There. Now those are just for fun. I'm going to use the scraps to make something. Let's see now. What would you make out of three pieces of wood like this? The man at the lumberyard just gave them to me. Mm-hmm. How about the two of them could be an airplane. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Just thought of an airplane. Did it go through? Yep. Now, let's turn the airplane into a boat. See if we can. Put this part back here. How's that for a boat? Want to sail into the kitchen? Would you like to? Okay, come on. Sail in. Let's just see if it floats in the water. Just quickly see. Like to watch water run into the basin like that? I do. Is it going to float? It does. Good for you, boat. You're a tilting boat, but you still float. It's fun to make believe, isn't it? Speaking of make-believe, let's just float into the other room and see if it's almost time to go into the neighborhood of make-believe. Float. Grip in my hand. In we go. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Thank you. Hello? Edgar, how are you? Oh, I've been hammering some nails in wood today. Oh. They have a sculptor in the castle. Who is he, Edgar? Virgil Cantini. Oh, he's a well-known sculptor. May we come and see him? Good. We'll count to 13, won't we? All right, Edgar, we'll count. Ready to count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Cantini, could you tell me what you used in that beautiful sculpture that goes round and round?
Oh, I used nails and steel and bronze and a hot acetylene torch.
A torch? Well, how did you make that man?
Well, I used the flooring nails. They're flat nails that I brazed bronze on, and then I began to putting them together to create the volumes. And this is man as he's exploring the universe, just like the astronauts are going off into space.
They certainly are, and looking and looking and enjoying what they find. My, my, that's a gorgeous piece of sculpture. Did you always enjoy using nails and things as such when you were a boy?
Well, I think all boys like to play with nails and hammers and hatchets and... And, you know, they're so easy to find, and they're so available around the house.
Yes, what do you have there?
Oh, this is a little animal kingdom that I made, and this is a fighting Spanish bull.
Oh, a bull.
Yeah,
oh,
with the sharp horns.
Yes. Come again, bull.
Yes.
Oh, I enjoy that.
Would you like to touch him?
Yes. Boy, that's a big nail right through the middle, isn't it?
Yes, that's a bigger nail.
And are these nails up here?
Those are nails, too. They're all nails. The horns are bent nails, and the other ones, I use them just straight.
Well, how did you put them together?
I used the welding torch.
I see.
With bronze.
Yes, well, thank you, Bull. Yes, our bullfight is over. Do you have another kind of an animal to show me?
Oh, yes, I have a whole family of deer here. And look at them. This is...
Move them around. Did you ever make toy soldiers like that when you were a boy?
Oh, yes. We used to make them out of clay, and then I used to cast them in lead.
at that front one. That looks like a deer with the mane flowing in the wind.
Yes, he's a kind of a fighting one, you see.
They fight with their horns, don't they? See all those nails?
They're all nails. There's some sharp nails, some flat nails, some six-penny nails, an eight-penny nail. I just like to have a variety of nails when I'm working.
Of course you do. You have strong hands and strong arms. I guess you need that for working with big materials, don't you?
Well, like... Yes, I think it's nice to have strong hands. Your hands get strong as you bend your nails and hammer.
Sure. What is that big one over there that I see in the corner?
Oh, that's man, you see. This represents man as he's exploring the world. He's walking through. And of course, man is always exploring. He's always searching. It's like the story of the Golden Fleece.
Exploring, searching, looking, learning. There's man and there are the deer in the background. If he turns the whole way around, he'll see some deer. Very good. Could I see the whole back of that one, please?
Yes, certainly.
Good. And that's all put together with metal, too, isn't it?
Yes, there are pieces of angular metal and nails which have been brazed over with bronze.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is that deer that has the long mane. I kind of like him. He's rather feminine, isn't he?
Yes, certainly. Lovely. Good for you, little deer. Good
for you. Maybe you'd like to hold him, huh?
Oh, I would, yes.
There you are.
I don't want to drop him. There. Very nice. Thank you. About that big plaque that's lying down there, Mr. Cantini.
Oh, this is another study of man. He's a scientific man. This is a study for a sculpture in the front of the graduate school. It represents man, and as he's exploring the world, and these points sort of surging upwards, showing the idea of knowledge is just always expanding.
Of course. And the world is the circle?
The world is the circular part. It's our own world, the whole world, when I'm the universe.
And man again made out of nails.
Exactly.
How what well you do with the nails that you have. I'd like you to come to the tea room with me. As a matter of fact, the tea looks like two nails, don't you think, Mr. Cantini?
Yes.
One nail down and one across. Oh, what is that?
This is Moses and a burning bush.
Oh,
which is also made of nails. These are hand-forged nails. Little nails, bigger nails. And then I use the points to put candles on to represent the burning fire.
Excellent. Well, perhaps you could put the fire out and then come to my tea room with me. Would you do that?
Well, I would love to.
Thank you. Come on.
12, 13. Virgil Cantini. Making those things out of nails. A wonderful artist. There's so much you can do with nails. Here are a couple big ones. I know some ladies who even knit with, well, they're called knitting needles, but they look kind of like big nails, don't they? So many good things you can do with your imagination. Yep. Let's get our telescope and see if it's time for the trolley. Oh, the trolley's already here. Trolley, how are you? Good. Do you have any nails in you? Looks like a couple there. You should look around your house and see if there are a lot of things with nails in them. Mm-hmm. That's a project for you. Suppose we go to the neighborhood of make-believe and see what's going on there on the other side of the castle. Thank you.
I'd like to be just like my mom. She's pretty and she's nice. She knows just how to make the beds and cook things out of rice. And Daddy likes the things she does, the way she looks, and gee, I'd like to be just like my mom and have someone like me. There. Do you think that'll fit Henrietta Pussycat? Let's see. Henrietta? Henrietta Pussycat?
Meow. Meow, Lady Aberlin.
Hello.
You have a beautiful day, meow?
Yes, it is. I have something for you.
Meow me?
Mm-hmm.
Meow meow sweater? Meow me?
Yes. It's a sweater for you.
Meow meow meow. Meow meow really? Meow me?
Yes, meow, yes. Meow. Here, try it on.
Meow. Oh. Meow, Lady Aberlin, meow. Meow, meow, put it on, meow, meow.
Yes.
Oh. Meow, meow, perfect.
Oh, I hope
meow,
so.
Meow, 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 soft, meow.
Oh, yes.
Meow, who made it, meow, meow?
I did.
Meow, you made it, meow, me?
Yes.
Meow.
Oh, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, special meow, meow.
Oh, a special sweater just for you.
Meow, meow, think meow me when you made it, meow.
Every single stitch I thought about you.
Meow, perfect.
Oh, well.
Meow.
I do have to roll the sleeves up. Are you comfortable now?
Meow, meow, very comfortable, meow, meow.
Now I'll button it.
Meow, buttons too.
Yes. Oh.
Meow, 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 meow.
Thank you.
Meow, love meow sweater.
Oh, I'm glad. Wait, let me look.
Meow, meow, like it.
Oh, beautiful on you.
Meow, meow, put it on again, meow.
Put it on again?
Meow.
Have to take it off first.
Meow, meow, just like the first time, meow, meow.
Take it off first.
Meow.
Off. Off.
Meow, put it on. Meow.
Now put it on again.
Put it on.
Okay, wait.
Meow, me.
Yes, you.
Meow, meow. Oh, meow, me.
Yes, meow.
Meow.
Yes.
Meow, meow. Fits perfectly, meow.
Oh, well, it goes with your eyes.
Meow.
Color.
Meow, beautiful. Meow, XEL, meow, see it?
Oh, no, not yet. You're the very first.
Meow. Meow, meow, show meow, XEL.
Okay.
Meow. Meow, X. Meow. Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Hello. Oh, I thought I heard somebody meowing. Hello there. How are you, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, fine, thank you, X.
Oh, great. What's that you've got, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, new sweater, meow.
Hey, it's beautiful. Who gave it to you?
Yeah, Lady Aberlin meow meowed it for me.
She made it for you? Hey, what have you got for me?
Oh, well, I didn't make yours yet, X.
Uh-huh.
But I thought you might like a new scarf.
Hey, yeah. I like scarves. How about a, a rainbow one.
You mean with lots of colors?
Yeah, all the colors in the rainbow.
Okay.
Meow, meow sweater, meow, beautiful.
Yeah, it sure is. But some people like sweaters, and some people like scarves.
Uh-huh. Meow sweaters, meow better.
Well, yes, sweaters are better for people who like sweaters better.
Yeah, and scarves are better for people who like scarves better.
Yes. Do you know why I made those things for you?
Oh, why did you make them?
Meow, meow, why, meow, meow, make them?
Because I like you.
Meow, meow, like, meow.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Hey, you're just plain nifty-galifty, that's what you are.
Meow, King Friday, meow, meow, sweater.
Well, he was watching while I was knitting it, but I know he'd like to see it on you.
Meow, meow, like that, meow, meow.
Oh.
Meow, 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 thank you, meow, 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 much.
Oh, you're welcome, Henrietta. I can tell by your happy eyes that you like it.
Meow, 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 purr. Meow.
Oh, and you purr, too.
Meow. The sweater, meow, 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 meow. You made it, meow, me. Meow, meow. Bye, Lady Evelyn, meow.
Goodbye,
Henry. Thank you, meow, meow.
Oh, you're welcome.
Boy, Lady Evelyn, you sure do know how to make a pussycat happy.
Well, what about a bright blue owl?
Oh, sure, me too, but you know Henrietta's shy and all that. And it really means a bunch to her.
Well, that's why I made hers first.
Uh-huh.
But I will be back as soon as I have your scarf.
Rainbow colors?
Rainbow colors.
Aw, oh, thanks a pile.
Huh?
You're what I call nifty-galifty.
Well, you're what I call a fine feathered friend.
You are too. Oh, a fine feathered friend is a pleasure. Yes, a fine feathered friend is a treasure.
Yes.
Oh, a fine feathered friend is a friend to the end. Yes, a friend to the end is a fine feathered friend.
I am friendly, you are friendly, he is friendly, we are friendly, you are friendly, they are friendly, golly gee, but we are friendly. We agree right to the end, we are fine feathered friends.
Hey.
We agree right to the end, we are fine feathered friends.
Oh, a fine
I am friendly,
friend
you are friendly,
is
he is friendly, we are friendly,
yes,
you are friendly, they are friendly, golly gee, but we are friendly.
Oh,
we agree right to the end, we are fine feathered friends.
End. Yes, a friend
we agree
to
right
the end.
To the end.
Is a
we are fine feathered friends.
Hey!
Hey!
See ya.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, sir. Oh, a fine feathered friend is a pleasure. Yes, a fine feathered friend is a treasure. Oh, a fine feathered friend is a friend to the end. Yes, a friend to the end is a fine feathered friend.
Yee-haw. Yee-haw.
Well, hello.
Yee-haw.
I haven't seen you around here before.
Yee-haw. Not surprising, since I just arrived, huh?
Oh, what's your name?
Don Quixote. What's yours?
Lady Aberlin.
Hey, is this the neighborhood of make-believe?
Yes, it is.
Yee-haw. Thanks very much, huh?
Well, but wait a minute. Can't I... Well, I wonder what he's going to do. Hello, trolley. Have you seen the donkey? Well, he must be someone new here. You never know what's going to happen in this neighborhood.
Henrietta looked good in her sweater, didn't she? Lady Evelyn made it out of yarn. She used those great big knitting needles. We were even thinking about those before we went to make-believe. Rope's a little like yarn. Thought maybe I'd just put rope all around my nails here and make some sort of a picture out of it. Wonder if Lady Aberlin's mother taught her how to knit. Sort of puts that whole family together, doesn't it?
This could be a present for somebody. I know lots of people in my neighborhood who'd like to have a present like this. Something like you could make. Mm-hmm. Just scraps from the lumber yard and some nails. Now, here's some yarn. I think I'll put some yarn around it, too. Some men use yarn very well, too. Some ladies use nails very well. Well, the buttons that you button are the same buttons that you have to unbutton when it's time to go. And that's what it is now. But you know when we'll be together? Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day by just your being you, exactly as you are. See you tomorrow.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.